In this week's parsha, at the beginning of Sheni, we have the parsha of, well, it's really the parsha of two things. Some sort of mincha brought by the Kohanim, and the psukim are very unclear. It says, "Biyom himashachuso," sounds like only the day when you're first appointed. And then it says, and then it says, "Mincha tamid." Every day. And it says Aaron Uvanav, all the Kohanim, then it says Kohen HaMashiach Tachtam Uvanav, only the one who's appointed to replace Aaron is the Kohen Gadol. So Chazal learned from here that this parsha is actually talking about two different karbonos, the Minchas Chinuch, it's really a karbon before it's a sefer, and the Minchas Chavitin. The Minchas Chinuch is a Kohen Hedyot, or Kohen Gadol, when he's appointed, B'yomi Mashachos, so the first day he starts work, brings special Minchas Chinuch, like an inauguration karbon, and the same as that karbon is the Minchas Chavitin. The Kohen Gadol every day brings this same karbon. And the question is, why would there be this exact same karbon if it's for inauguration, then everyone should bring it once. If it's every day, everyone should bring it every day. Why does the Kohen Hedyot only bring it when he's first appointed to the job and his inauguration, and the Kohen Gadol bring it every day? So then Tziv actually says that perhaps there's not a real difference between them. He suggests here that really everyone has their first day, and then every day the Mishmaros and the Batei Av change, and a new shift comes to the Beis HaMikdash. So the reason the Kohen Gadol brings every day is not really for himself. It's for the Shevet Kohanim, for the new shift that comes to the Beis HaMikdash every day. So really, it's all about his Chadshos. Everyone on their first day, and the Kohen Gadol representing the Kohuna in general for this Chadshos of the shift every day. But the many Darshanim understand it differently, and the Mayana Shel Torah and others bring down that, no, maybe there's a difference between a Kohen Hedyot and a Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Hedyot on his Madrega, okay, he has his chadshus when he comes into the job and he starts working in the Beis HaMikdash. If you remember in our perek, we had the Kohen who said Shechianu, whenever exactly that was. The Kohen Gadol, he is on such a high madrega that he has to make sure to be Mekayim, called Yom Yu Beinecha Kechadashim. He has to have his chadshus every day. To be the Kohen Gadol, it's not enough to just say, well, I have his chadshus. I used to be Kohen Hedyot, now I'm a Kohen Gadol. I used to be a little kid, and now I work in the Beis HaMikdash. No, every day you need his chadshus. Every day you need to be excited about the new opportunity of that day. Rav Vosner, actually, in the Akdama to the one of the volumes of the Shut Shevet HaLevi, suggests that maybe it's not just the Kohen Gadol was on a higher madrega, but it was easier for him to turn into a routine for him. The other Kohanim, they came once in a while, they got a job when they got a job, they didn't always get to do anything. The Kohen Gadol, he was in charge, he got to do everything. Every day there was so much for him to do that it could just become boring, it could become routine, it could become not special anymore. Therefore, the Torah says every Kohen Hedyot, you have his chadshus once, and that will stay with you because you only get to come a couple of days during the year, and you only get to do a few avodos, so you stay excited about it. Kohen Gadol does so much avoda that could easily become boring and routine, and he could lose the feeling of his slavos. Therefore, every day he has to get up in the morning and say, I'm bringing a minchas chinuch. I'm starting today. I have to remember that every day I have a schadshus, I have a new darga in my avodas Hashem. And says the Shevet HaLevi that that's a good musar for all of us sitting right here. For those who are zocha to be yeshiva bachrim, to be avreichim, to sit and learn Torah every day, that we don't only get to learn Torah when like it's a legal holiday and they have special shiurim and shul and then it's so exciting. And, when in special occasions. No, we mamash get to learn Torah all day, every day. It's a tremendous madrega, but we can't let it become just a routine. We can't let it become, this is what I do. Some people are lawyers, some people are garbage men, and my job is going into kolel, and that's my daily grind. Really, we have to strive, like the Kohen Gadol, to get up every morning with a feeling of excitement and this chadshus, and like, ke'ilu, my whole life, they put me in jail and, forced me to work in the salt mines or as an actuary or something. And all of a sudden they said, okay, now you're free. You can go to the Beis Medrash and learn Torah. How exciting would that be? Every morning, if we can get up and with a little feeling of excitement of the Minchas Chinuch, that today, it really is the first day. Today is the first day of the rest of my life. Everything I did until now was great, but today I'm going to do new things. I'm going to go to a higher madriga, and it's not so easy. It's easy for me to say it here. It's easy for it to be a vort in the Chumash, but to actually implement in your life, I do the same thing every day. No, to get up and in Shachris, like find a new line of davening, to like focus on a little more that we didn't than we did until now. Something new to daven for to Hashem than we did now. Go to the Beis Medrash and, you know, open a new sefer and be mamik a little more and say, I'm going to go a little deeper than I did until now. If every day we can really strive to do something different than the day before and grow higher and greater than the day before, say this the first day of the rest of my life, like the Kohen Gadol, then we could also be, and we're going to learn Torah is even greater than the Kohen Gadol, Shenechnas Lefnai V'Neflim, and we Lefnim, and we can experience that Hislavos that the Kohen Gadol had, Lefnai V'Lefnim, in the Beis HaMikdash. Shabbat Shalom.